on our website this week, Mike Causey, our senior correspondent, posed the following question to feds. What if this is as good as it gets? So, like you said, last year may have been bad with the pay freezes and furloughs, but can it get worse? And the reason he's asking this question is because there is some other legislation that's out there right now that could affect federal employees. For one, there's a bill that would make it easier to fire senior executives at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And Mike Causey asks, well, if this happens at the Department of Veterans Affairs, will it soon happen at all agencies? Also, as we talked about last week, Emily, the House budget bill that recently came out calls for raising the amount that new feds contribute to their pensions. It also talks about cutting education benefits. And so there's a few things out there right now that Mike says, you know, hey, it was bad last year, but can it get worse? And so we had a lot of folks on the website this week responding to that.
Before you go any further, I just have to say I'm thinking of the Jack Nicholson movie, As Good As It Gets. And if you haven't seen what Mike Causey looks like, go and then tell me if he doesn't look a little bit like Jack Nicholson.
That's true, Emily. Very true. So as you can imagine, the comments were, I would say, a little leaning to one side. But we did get some others out there, too. So one person had this to say about Mike's question. Is this as good as it gets? Kind of surprised anyone thinks that question even needs to be asked. Another person said, glad I left. Yeah, I suffered the 3-year freeze, but at least I'm out of it intact. And then, as I said, one comment from the other side, I guess it's all how you look at it. Let's assume that a federal government job is not as good as it used to be. Does that make it a, quote, worse job? In my opinion, the answer is a solid no. Why? Because the private sector has gotten even worse. My wife was unemployed for about 2 years when her company let her go at the beginning of the Great Recession. And for me, the company I worked at cut almost half of the employees to layoffs and downsizing. I had the pleasure of experiencing a 10% pay cut, but that sure beats the 100% pay cut experienced by those who lost their jobs. So to me, people who had pay freezes and kept their jobs through the recession are lucky. Today, my job is less stable and more stressful than ever. At least from my observations, a government job is a lot better than most private sector jobs.
Yeah. In other words, it's keeping it in perspective. So a lot of disparate views. But did you find a consensus among people who chose to answer?
Like I said, I think it was a little unbalanced. Most folks came out of this on the, you know, on the, yeah, it is a little bit worse and it could get even worse. And I think if you look at some of the things Mike didn't bring up in his column, but I think that also play in here are the fact that we're only in year two of sequestration. So we've got another 8 years of this 10-year plan where, frankly, even if those harsh sequestration caps are avoided like happened this year and will happen next year because they came to the budget agreement, that doesn't mean budgets are still tight. And federal employees are still going to be feeling that squeeze. And I think in that squeeze, some other things kind of get pushed to the wayside. One of those things being training. And that's something that we've seen folks talk about and be concerned about over the past few years. And it doesn't, while the Obama administration has put has requested some money in its upcoming budget for training for federal employees, it's not likely to pass. Where they've got that money coming from doesn't seem to be something that the Republicans will agree on. So while it's a plan, we're not sure that it's actually going to happen. We'll have to wait and see, of course. But the fact is that training dollars are being cut. And so what does that do to the federal government long term? How does that affect federal employees? How does that affect their morale? I think all of those things are kind of these intangibles that might take a little bit longer to see, but I think could have some pretty powerful impacts on the federal workforce and how people perceive it.
Yeah. Well, just thinking about that person who was writing about and comparing it to the private sector, if we take it, Julia, you and I take it a little bit personally, I mean, mm-hmm. This is very similar to what the journalism industry has been going through, right, over the last decade or so. A lot of turmoil, a lot of declining revenues with no end in sight, but it has led to some innovation, some mm-hmm. things that you couldn't have predicted even 5 years ago. And there is room for new blood, fresh ideas. Did anybody talk about that in their comments, or was it all sort of dour and not hopeful?
Yeah, no one did, Emily, but I think you raise a good point about the innovation side. And I think we have seen government agencies in this administration try to do some innovative things. For example, last week we did a whole series on the Presidential Innovation Fellows, and these are members from the private sector that are coming into government for 6 months to a year and working on projects, you know, lending their talents. And these are really experienced people. These are people who have been out there and have worked on startups that have become very, very popular. And so we do see those things happening. We do see the innovation out there. But I guess I question whether or not it's enough. And I think that the federal government is something that moves very slowly. And so these little bits of innovation are good inspiration, but it's a big ship to turn. And I'm not sure that we're seeing enough of it, or if we can see enough of it in government. And part of that isn't the government's fault. You know, the government has to move slowly, for example, in the acquisition arena, because there are certain standards that it has to follow and certain rules and regulations that the private sector doesn't have to follow, but government does. And so I think that's another area where people coming into government, the younger crew, the younger folks just coming out of college, are used to things moving very quickly. And so I question if they enter a government job and they're all about the mission and they're really excited about it. And there's a lot of, let's face it, a lot of really cool things you can do in government work. But what if they get in there and then this boat that is already moving very slow continues to move even slower because of these budget constraints and things like that. And that's where I wonder, you know, how much damage is really going to be done to the workforce overall.
Yeah. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler, who invites your comments at federalnewsradio.com. But there is probably a silent majority of people out there who are not making their voices heard. And they might be the newer federal employees, I'm guessing, because this is all relatively new to them. They don't have the standard or the good old days to refer back to. You wonder if those people are going to stick around, if they have a different attitude or outlook on their careers compared to the people that we hear testifying about sequestration and the pitfalls of it on Capitol Hill and the other more senior leaders.
Yeah, I think that's right. The other thing is, I wonder, you know, if it's a different kind of workforce these days. People don't necessarily stay in jobs for 35, 40 years. So people may come in and they may stay for 2 years, but and then leave and go somewhere else. And how does that affect the government? Perhaps an organization that is used to people staying for very long periods of time, lending their talents, whether it be in one agency or multiple agencies, still within the federal government system. But as folks, I think people today just aren't maybe the same as they were 30 years ago. And so how, you know, is 2 years enough? Is someone coming out of college and giving their talents to the federal government for 2 years enough to make a difference? Or like the Presidential Innovation Fellows, you know, who are staying for a year, they come in, they do work for a year, and then they have to, and then they leave. And then either someone has to pick up that ball or that ball drops. And so I think that's what the federal government is going to continue to deal with as the workforce changes.
Julia, I sense another web special series coming on.
Yeah, maybe we should look at, you know, we've looked at the next generation of federal employees in the past, but I think it is probably worth going back and looking at again. The last time we looked at that was a few years ago. And I think as technology has changed, that has changed the workforce, and not just in the federal government. You know, maybe we're not being fair there in the workforce overall. So yeah, that could be a really great idea.